Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in May 1952, pianist Eddie Boyd was in the studio cutting a Chicago classic for JOB Records.
If you ever been mistreated, well, you know just what I'm talking about.
The label was the brainchild, if you could call it that, of entrepreneur Joe Brown. We still don't know much about his early life, except that he was born in 1904 in Oklahoma, once worked as a boxer, and owned two gas stations. Sometime in the 1940s, he came to Chicago and got involved in the record business.
I waited 5 long years for one woman. Then she had the nerve to put me out.
Although it was little more than a mom-and-pop affair, J.O.B. boasted an impressive talent pool that included Johnny Shines, Floyd Jones, J.B. Lenore, Sonny Land Slim, and Snooky Pryor. In spite of the fact that Five Long Years was the label's only national chart hit, number one on Billboard during the fall of 1952, Joe Brown kept the label in business for the better part of a quarter century.
Then she had the nerve to put me out. I finally learned a lesson I should have known a long time ago.
Eddie Boyd left J.O.B. after not receiving the royalties he thought he was due. Ironically, he would be back a half a dozen years later to cut a remake.
If you're ever been mistreated, you know just what I'm talking about. If you're ever been mistreated, you know just what I'm talking about.
Although he would enjoy two more top five R&B hits during his career, both of them in 1953, Five Long Years would remain his biggest seller, becoming a blues standard that's still being sung and recorded to this day. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited, here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson.
I worked 5 long years for